Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. And at 8:20 today, we do have tickets to give away. You can check out a scrimmage between Atlanta United 2 and the Belize national team. Go ahead, save our number so that you're ready. 404-726-0929. That'll be happening at 8:20 today. And if you are one of those not getting stuck in travel day traffic on Friday, you can hang out with Dukes and Bell.
That's right. They'll be down at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Friday as we get the Labor Day weekend started early with great food, drinks, and scenic views. Carl and Mike will preview all of the big week one college football matchups while easing into the holiday weekend along with you. That's Dukes and Bell Friday from 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that it's always fun down there the week of the week one with the opening games down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Kellen Moore has named Spencer Rattler the Saints quarterback for week one when they face the Cardinals. He beat out rookie Tyler Shuck for the job.
Yeah. How long we got here?
The floor
open.
Is yours.
It's crazy. The conventional wisdom is going to tell you that, you know, going with Tyler Shuck as a draft pick in the second round, if you knew that Spencer Rattler was going to win the job, is a waste. I'm going to try not to, pick the low-hanging fruit here and go about it that way because, Lord knows, we faced our own dilemmas as far as quarterback draft picks with you already had a quarterback in place on the roster. So it is what it is. But I think that Spencer Rattler has a ton of talent. I think he has, you know, first-round talent. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but I don't think that the Saints and Kellen Moore wanted this competition to end this way. I don't think they wanted this to happen, but Spencer Rattler is, you know, 24 years old. He's in, you know, still the early part of his career, and I'm sure they like the way he developed. Throws a nice ball, and he's a competitive guy, so we'll see what happens, but it's not how I think they envisioned it.
They cut Jake Haener, and now they have Rattler and Shuck. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I think it's disingenuous to say, well, this is what they've just the whole time their plan was to wait for next year in the draft. Hopefully Arch Manning comes out because I don't think that's necessarily true. You wouldn't have used a second round
pick. Absolutely
not. You could have gotten much better in other positions and then been ready when you did draft the quarterback of the future. But I don't know, and I don't care. I'm glad. This is Saints problems, and I hope they have all the problems in the world down there. I don't want any player down there ill will or anything like that, but I sure as hell don't want them winning games.
Isn't it so indicative, though, of this rivalry where I'm looking at it going, especially after the last couple of years, where I'm looking at it going, I still am not excited about the Falcons going down to New Orleans.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Never happens the way you think it's going to when they roll down there.
It's the toughest place the Falcons have to play every year. It's the toughest place a lot of teams play every year, but it's twice as tough if you're a Falcon player or coach and fan going down there. It's brutal.
Obviously they should have won the game last year. The, you know, Saints on that losing streak, and the year before that, you get absolutely routed in a game where they faked a kneel and scored a touchdown on you at the end of the game. Just, I'm not looking forward to it, man. I don't care who's at quarterback, but. Evidently, like I said, that's not the blueprint I believe they had going into this.
And, of course, we're laser-focused on the Falcons going down there. But how do you think the Saints will fare for the rest of the season?
Well, to me, too, Bo, and I think the way to look at this is it's not like this is just one piece. Like, not only did Derek Carr retire, but who was it, Ryan Ramczyk, Tyrann Mathieu? Like, they've lost a bunch of pieces just through the offseason. Not like injury. I'm talking about just people that were deciding, you know what, I don't think I'm going to play this year. Mm-hmm. And you add that to some of the injury stuff they have had, some of the concerns they've had over the years, and I think they're in a bad place. They were always the team that kicked can down the road. I don't know. If you're a Saints fan right now, you're just scratching your head wondering when the next chapter comes.
That's why I'm not sure why they haven't done a reset with the cap. And they haven't. I mean, they've kicked the can down the road. They still are. Taysom Hill starting the season on, I think, the it's either the PUP or the IR1. Same, I mean, to designate the return, it's almost essentially the same thing. They would have to miss four games. If you start there, they got some players on defense, but they're still missing. I mean, Brian Brisset has turned into a good player. Carl Granderson is a good player. DeMario Davis isn't a great player. Pete Werner is a good player. So they've got some guys, but Offensively, they leave something to lack. They
is him Brandon Cooks this offseason? Is that who it was?
Yeah, he's there along with Rashid Shaheed, but Chris Olave, he's you don't know how long his health has been a concern in concussions. We talk about J.D. Bertrand here, and you know his concussions. Chris Olave's is way worse.
It's been awful.
And a lot. That's the thing, though. You go through this roster. They still have Alvin Kamara. I mean, they have playmaker. Kendre Miller is a good running back.
Yeah.
They cut guys like Cam Akers for him.
Yeah.
But it all starts with quarterback. I mean, that's every team. I mean, yeah, you have to have a. You don't have a quarterback, you're in a tough spot unless you have a 85 Bear defense.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, the Bucs did make Teddy Bridgewater their backup QB. He beat out Kyle Trask, and Todd Bowles said they feel they have a better chance of Teddy.
Good for them. Good for Teddy, I guess I should say. Not good for them. I wondered what the future was of Kyle Trask. Obviously, when Brady leaves and they bring in Baker, and Baker wins that job, and Baker has just kind of run with it. And Teddy Bridgewater, guys, he just continues to kind of recreate things. I mean, you talk about a guy who a couple years in a row has been coaching high school ball and everything else and just decides, you know what, getting back into it. They tried to suspend me down in Florida. I'm just going to go back to the NFL. Like, who has that luxury of just being like, yeah, I got suspended as a football coach. I think I'll just go play quarterback in the NFL for a little longer. This works.
I'm not sure a lot of people would do that at that point once they're, you know, they feel like they're out. But I like J.D. Bridgewater. I always have. I liked him when he was at Louisville. So I'm happy for him. The Kyle Trask thing, you know, as soon as he was cut, we knew Bridgewater was going to be the guy. The thing for me is weird is, or not weird, but I've been thinking about it is, does he know the NFC South team pick him up? Maybe Dave Canales goes, you know, up in Carolina's like, hey, I worked with him. I liked him. Hell, I might pick him up here if I was a Falcons, put him on the practice squad. Hit the worst case scenario, you're picking the brain of what Tampa's doing in that offense.
I was thinking the same thing a minute ago.
Offensive coordinator.
When you brought up Jake Haener. I was like, you know, man, like for everything we love about Easton Stick, that you always do that thing where you look at the third string quarterbacks and you're like, yeah, you know what? We love Easton Stick, but boy, we could really learn a lot by having a Jake Haener or Kyle Trask in here if we really wanted to. So I thought the same thing a minute ago when you brought Jake Haener.
Tampa's up week one.
Yep. And go Carolina's sign. What, week three?
Yeah,
early.
But I don't know who got, I don't know which backup quarterback they got cut, but Saints you got, I know you got the week before, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, you have the Saints in New Orleans. And I think he might end the season with them. I'm not sure. I have to go double check.
Probably.
Well, and the Panthers cut wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. They had given him a chance to pick up where he left off after spending a year out of the league through illness, but it just didn't work out.
I'm curious to see where this goes. He's a quality player. I think that, you know, some of the videos were coming out during the preseason of him running routes out at practice. Looked pretty good. I would have to think this is a guy they would love to stash on the practice squad and, you know, see if they can get him back up to speed to where he probably was a few years ago, but I'm curious to see how long his leash will be with them, because this is a guy who wanted to be in Carolina. I mean, he went to Clemson. He's that, you know, he likes that area of the United States. So I'd be curious to see if he left, but I'm sure that they'll try to add him to P squad if they can.
Yeah, I love the Falcons fandom was like, we should pick him up. We're short at wide receiver, and he still got it. And somebody goes, when's the last time you saw him have it?
Yeah, and what word are we short at wide receiver too, of all things?
And also, when's the last time you saw Hunter Renfrow play in a game?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about – who was it we talked about the other day that hadn't played a game in like 2 years, and people were like,
oh, – David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's somebody else though too that
he took a leap year.
Who was it? There was somebody else too that somebody said that we should go sign. I'm like, isn't – oh, Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
I'm like – yeah, he might have played in a preseason game, so did Hunter Renfrow, but like Lyle Collins hasn't taken a snap at tackle in like 4 years.
Yeah. I do, there has been news come out too to kind of finish this up that, you know, that the Vikings were interested in bringing Adam Thielen back. So maybe that's something they're waiting on in terms of Hunter Renfrow to make him part of the active roster if they do move on from Adam Thielen.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I don't know. If I wanted him that bad and I was, I guess they just weren't afraid anybody else was going to grab him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, coming up, it is Which One Wednesday. Which one would be tougher to face? Jesse Bates in coverage or James Pierce Jr. coming off the line?
Ooh.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.